It's sensitive because at least two reasons. One, deer just are protected in the city, and they eat the gardens and the bushes, and people don't really appreciate that. Another reason is that even though the speed limit in most of the urban areas is 25 or 35 miles an hour, there are car deer crashes in the urban area, not just outside the city limits. And we are trying to keep a balance between those people who like to see deer and those who don't like to see them coming through their windshield. And also the other factor, those who don't like their gardens and their shrubs eaten up, but still like to see deer.
There are a lot of deer moving into these river and other wooded areas inside of urban areas because they're protected. Are we seeing this in Stevens Point as well?
Yes, they have figured out that they're pretty well protected, and because they're protected and because they're fed so well, the DNR tells us we need to continue to cull deer, or pretty soon we'd be neck deep in deer, because in that protective status, many of them have twins and even triplets. Then, in our urban area anyway, we are not able to use sharpshooters because the council has been shy about using guns to thin out the deer herd. So we are able to use archers with a contract. The one we hire has archers, skilled archers, that goes out and hunts for the antlerless deer. And then culled deer that we get have to be, we have to have tags from the DNR to get them. They have to be registered. And after that, they've been registered and field dressed, then they are brought to a representative of the city. The representative of the city sees to it that it goes to a food pantry that is willing to bear the cost of processing deer into deer meat, and the food pantry screens the people who receive it so that the meat goes to somebody who has trouble putting food on the table.